You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Oh, look at us. We're back again. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it's a hot one. How you feeling, brother?
Ah, feel good, brother Spike.
Yes?
Milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Jackie Baseball, listen, 2 out of 3.
He's whacking that thing.
We'll take it. We'll take 2 out of 3. Despite Zach Wheeler's performance yesterday. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, listen, maybe everyone's right. Zach Wheeler should be below Matt Vemichkov and Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. Maybe they just trade mid deadline.
He grinded yesterday.
Oh, he battled and grinded.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Zach Wheeler.
I know.
Yeah, he grinded through. Still got us, what, through 6 innings?
That's
he
hard.
Got
5 2/3.
Five and two-thirds, right. Yeah, he was pissed off getting pulled there.
Yeah, like a man.
Like a man. We have a big show for you. Of course, a lot of trade deadline rumors and nonsense. One of the closers the Phils might want off the board.
And that is Elliot's fault.
Speaking of Elliot will join us in studio, right? He'll be here at 4 o'clock after practice.
Every day, Elliot.
Did they put the pads on today? I heard they were
good.
They put the pads on today.
Pads were popping.
So we will get the...
Everything is hard.
The training camp report from Elliot. Speaking of training camp and Elliot, so we had last week where J.J. Watt gets sort of mad at everyone for training camp stats. He wanted to go away. Can't have training camp stats. And then today, Cam Jurgens at training camp said this. Oh, jeez.
You've got against Jordan Davis a good amount over the last few years, I guess. Is it as different to go against him this year as he looks? I mean, obviously looks a lot better.
I'm still getting limited reps right now, but, you know, he's doing a good job so far. You know, first day with pads, so it's hard to tell just from one practice. I don't really count any of the practices without pads. They're fake. It's not football. 7-on-7 doesn't matter. Stop tweeting about stats or whatnot. Doesn't matter.
All right. How about this? This is my suggestion to anybody who doesn't like training camp stats. Don't look at them. Like, my advice to Cam Jurgens and J.J. Watt is to not tell people not to tweet about the stats. My advice would be, don't look at them. What is the big deal about telling us specifically what happened at practice with statistics? Everybody, now, Cam Jurgens is not guilty of this, but I'm sure J.J. Watt is. As we have, like, the lead up to football season, just every day we get, oh, this is the last Thursday we're going to have without football. Yeah. And this is without the last Sunday. And we throw this big, you know, celebration when training camp starts. Mm-hmm. And then what are we supposed to do for the 6 weeks in between when training camp starts and football actually begins? I think the statistics that we get from training camp are interesting. They are informative. They are not the end. They are not the be all end all. Like, yeah. And no statistic is the be all end all. Mm-hmm. I would rather have the training camp stats than not have the training camp stats. They're fun. They help us talk about training camp in a different way. I think they are good. I like training camp stats. I'm curious whether the people listening like the training camp stats. I think they're interesting. And I think anybody who doesn't, like Cam Jurgens, I'm sure during the season tunes out us plenty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just tune them out. Like, I think maybe some people are overreacting, but lots of people overreact to a lot of stuff.
Sure.
You know, we can't stop them from overreacting. I would put it this way. I would rather have Elliot come in here, and instead of telling me Jalen didn't look that good today or Jalen looked great today, tell me how many times Jalen threw the ball, how many times it got intercepted, how many times it went for a touchdown. It's just like, it's not the end of the world. It's fun. It helps make training camp more interesting, and I think it is informative.
Yeah, listen, I don't have a problem with them. I got to admit, it's something I had to grow to appreciate and love what Elliot does. But I do sort of get where players may react to it, even former players that are now analysts or what have you, how they will minimize stats in a training camp practice. Because as JJ pointed out, and he's right to a degree, not in every situation, but to a degree, he's right that you don't know what the drill, what the objective of the drill was there. So I guess when you're trying to determine, like, the numbers aren't just numbers on the paper, right? We deduce something from the numbers. Either you feel like he had a great practice or he had a bad practice.
Sure.
And how much you talk about that matters to some people.
Yes.
Right? To some people. So a player will say, okay, he completed 16 of 25 passes. He had two interceptions, and that gets tweeted out.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will be like, oh, that wasn't really a great practice day. He didn't have a great practice today. Right? And then the player may be like, well, you don't know what the objective in the drill was. What about all the other plays that I did well in practice, how I got the ball in a two-minute drill, these other things? So everything is with context. I appreciate it because I'm not at practice. I'm like you. I'm interested to hear what fans think about it.
Yeah.
Like, because basically Elliot is our eyes.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah, like yeah. Sometimes it makes you feel good, and then yes. Sometimes people are upset at Elliot for what he tweets out and once he adds his commentary with it.
215-592-9494. Do you like the training camp stats? Do you find them valuable? Do you think they're fun, or do you just want them to throw away all of them? You know, what you said I thought was interesting mm-hmm. because you're like, you know, you might see those stats and think this, and somebody might go, well, what about this play, this play, this play, and this play? And that's true, but that doesn't make it any different than a game to me. Do you know what I mean? Like how many times for Jalen specifically, by the way, how many times do we see a game and maybe he's 12 of 17 for 122 yards, mm-hmm. one touchdown, and that's it. And everybody's like, right. But if you saw the game, you would see that he did this, 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 and this. So to me, the training camp stats are not really that much different than even a game. I mean, how many times? I think of like having Baldy on. Mm-hmm. And Baldy, I'll say Baldy. Like, why did this happen? He said, well, you got to understand. This guy's responsibility is this, and this guy's responsibility is that. And
well, like, he first would have said, Ike knows.
Yes,
and
yes.
He would have addressed your question.
Yes. I think Elliot's training camp stats not only are valuable, but I think they are fun. I think they are informative. I think they give us a better, not a complete picture. Not a complete picture.
What about his commentary that comes
picture.
With it?
I think that actually makes it even better. Like
we don't always want to hear that commentary because sometimes it ain't commentary we want to hear.
Well, I also think, by the way, I think it's funny. Elliot has been one of the most pro Jalen Hurts people on the face of the planet since they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and then
pretty about
since they
face.
Won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, it's true. Yes. I mean, he's been super positive. He tweeted out the stats from today, which mm-hmm. were not good. Gave him a C- or whatever, and nobody was complaining about his stats when Jalen was 94%
right.
and the ball didn't touch the ground
the other day.
But
yeah.
Now when it's 70% and he gives him a C, it's like it's just practice.
That's back to back practices too.
Yes,
I heard Saturday wasn't great.
It was not great from what I heard.
Cause for concern.
I want Cam Jurgens to relax. I want JJ Watt to relax. training camp stats, this is more than we've ever had. We continue, you know, we used to be able to go and watch as many practices as we wanted to. I'm talking about fans, not the media.
Yeah.
And the fans can't watch as many practices as they wanted to anymore. Like, most people will only get a chance to go during the public
open practice
at the link.
Yeah.
There are some lucky people that get the chance to watch down at NovaCare, but that's very limited.
Selected.
I think training camp stats are good. I think they give us a better picture of what's going on. I think they are interesting, and I do not want them to stop. 215-592-9494. What do you think of the training camp quarterback stats that Elliott has originated and now have caught fire all across the country? We do have a next question today. So Happy Gilmore 2 came out. Now, I didn't see it. It's on Netflix, right?
A lot of buzz about Happy Gilmore.
I've not seen it yet either. A lot of people aren't happy.
Yeah, all of the buzz has been pretty terrible that the movie stinks.
I mean, Adam Sandler is just
terrible.
Know.
I told you he's a terrible actor.
Well, he's billionaire now because Netflix.
Sure.
He makes there are more Adam Sandler movies than I think we even know
about.
Than
it was the 90s.
Well, because when they come out on Netflix, you never hear about it. Like there are tons and tons of Adam Sandler movies on Netflix that you would have never heard about. In any case, so for next question today, there's no prize. There's just fun. I'm sorry. But give us a bad sequel. Apparently, Happy Gilmore 2 is a bad sequel. So give us a bad sequel. Jack.
By the way, if you happen to like Happy Gilmore 2,
yeah, sorry.
Tell us.
Yeah, yes. I
haven't heard anybody that liked it.
No, we got the most resounding,
movie review?
Rod said, what did he say? It wasn't horrible, but it also wasn't funny.
He said he didn't laugh.
Yeah, he didn't laugh.
Doesn't seem like that's the point of Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it's a comedy, I would have rated it poorly.
It's just tough. All those guys are old now. I mean, Happy Gilmore came out.
Who told him to wait 30 years to do it?
Netflix. Maybe it was Netflix.
Do you want to give us a bad sequel?
Like Mike, too. I mean, everyone knows my affinity. I think anyone that's like 33 25 to 33 has a proper appreciation for Like Mike. I think as a kid, you'd always wonder if today's the day I wake up and maybe I'm good at sports. And it happened in Like Mike. Bow Wow was phenomenal. Like Mike 2 was just dreadful. Just dreadful.
Like Mike wasn't that great.
Dude, either. Like Mike was, it was Morris Chestnut's best movie.
Morris Chestnut's best movie.
He was great.
Yeah. No.
Do you want to give us a bad sequel?
Yeah, I got one for you. And one was pretty damn good. Speed 2.
I never saw Speed 2.
Oh, my goodness, brother.
Now, Keanu Reeves was in Speed 2 or
nope.
He wasn't? In, oh,
Jason
it's
Patrick.
One of those?
Yes, it was one of those.
Okay.
So Sandra Bullock was back.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the annoying Annie. But yes, Jason Patrick was the new Keanu Reeves, and they were on a boat this time.
And the boat couldn't, was it the same exact plot?
It was a speed boat.
Okay.
I can't remember the plot. All I remember is the, what's the bad guy who played,
here we go.
William Dafoe.
William Dafoe. Okay.
He played the goblin. Then he played like the, a villain.
He's been a lot of bad
One
guys.
Of the Batman movies. Yeah. I was trying to think of which Batman movie it was. But yeah, William Dafoe was the bad guy.
In Speed 2.
In Speed 2.
Speed Kills is what it was called?
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control. Speed Kills would have been a good,
horrible name for...
No, are you kidding me?
Cruise Control?
Oh, yeah. Cruise Control is terrible.
It's terrible.
All right. And mine is, I don't know if you've seen it, but the new Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World Rebirth...
I haven't seen it yet.
...is horrible. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And... Like, I got to look at Scarlett Johansson for the whole 100 minutes and not...
It didn't do much for you?
No.
Or for the movie.
Yeah, she looked like she didn't even care, to be honest with you. It was horrible. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it. Like, my wife, who knows not to talk to me during the movie, a half an hour in, she's like, this is really bad, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, it's horrible. 215-592-9494. Elliott's training camp stats. Should we keep them? Are they good? Are they not good? Should we get rid of them? And for next question today, give us a bad sequel. Jack, I don't have a phone screen. It's been down
nice.
For me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For five minutes.
Well, don't you worry. Corey's there for
you. Ah, all right. Corey. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I mean, of course we should keep the training camp. Man, listen. Everything we do, everybody hate on us. Why? I'm sorry that we're great and we're reinventing the wheel in all parts of life over here. You know, our training camp stats, we did this first. Now everybody got a problem with it. Cam Jurgen, listen. I just need to make sure this year, you remember, because last year when we started you out, you were snapping the ball kind of low. First couple weeks, you know, we had a little issue. I want you to focus on that.
Keep the main thing the main thing, right?
Don't focus on the train. Like, don't worry about that. You know, and I'll put a quarterback talk to you because you're worrying about the wrong stuff. Listen, we love training camp stats. We love it. Like, we live for this. That's how we know what's going on. And Elliot, when he was on here the other day talking about J.J. Watt, he cooked. And he said, would y'all rather me come on here and be like, oh, Jalen was well today, or give you this? This is what I saw. That's what we want. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, Quinyon Mitchell, listen, he going to – listen, man, this dude, Quinyonimo Bay, this guy, I get it. You know, he not better than Zach Wheeler. But, y'all, there was a little bit of disrespect going on when we was talking about this dude when we was doing the top 11 week because, listen, they said he had A.J. Brown. They had him at Akon, Ike.
They had him locked up.
Well, I don't think there was disrespect. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking the guy to have more than 1 year before he gets on the list.
I give you that. But I think we need to realize, like, we went years when we had, you know, the Namdis of the world, the Kerry Williams, the Bradley.
Sure, yeah.
We got us a guy now. And then we saw Coop. You know, I might talk about that a little bit later. You know, we got us some guys. Listen, man, the training camp stats is great because the first couple of days, Elliot was saying he didn't feel like the defense was really doing nothing. So I love the back and forth. Listen, everybody that had them top 10 quarterbacks, top 5 quarterbacks, y'all saw what they did versus defense. So when our guy, you know, he might not have every day lighting them up. When last year he went 390 for 390. I don't know what it was. No interception.
306.
Saw with them top 10 quarterbacks, all them top 10 quarterbacks, what they did. Well, we saw what the greatest quarterback did versus this defense. So if our guy has a little bad day, I love it because I'm an Eagle fan first. You know, I want my team to be good. That's what I care about. So all y'all still, not y'all, but fans, listen, y'all still worried about Jalen, like Ellie, like we passed that. We already was right.
No.
You're saying so Jalen not necessarily being as sharp doesn't necessarily concern you because he's already stamped.
We got fan base. And our fan base, y'all still jumping on the defense when he don't have a great practice. He just telling you what he saw. Like, so what? He won us a Super Bowl, and y'all worried about little training camp stats. He telling y'all what he saw out there. So keep the stats. I don't care about none of that crybaby fan, what they doing. Elliott is giving us the real, and that's what we want to keep. So all
Absolutely.
These other fan bases out there, Commander fans, Brock Cowboy fan, all y'all wish y'all had a guy that gave y'all stats the way our guy do. He be tracking them. And what happened? Last year he said the stats ain't matter, and all I see is rings, baby. I see a shiny thing on the finger. So this year he going to do the same thing, tell us what the quarterback doing and the team doing, and we're going to get another ring.
Absolutely. Maybe. do you have a bad sequel for next question today?
Yeah, man, I got a bad sequel. Let me get on this Happy Gilmore thing. Like, Happy Gilmore, that movie was trash. I don't care if y'all like it. Besides, all that was
you mean the first one?
Nah, the second
one. Oh, the second one, yeah.
I watched it. Like, it was a terrible movie. Only reason why the movie was people liked it is because it had 7 million actors and 7 million people, all these famous people. That's what made up for it. But the plot and all that was terrible. Throw it, ball it up, shoot it, Kobe in the trash. That was one of the worst movies. You said that Jurassic Park movie, that was bad. This was worse.
This was
worse. But I give y'all Grease 2. I was a big Grease fan, you know.
Yeah, Grease 2 is pretty bad.
Grease 2, yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah. But you know, I holla at y'all. Hey, also MV3. I know y'all gonna talk about that later. Don't play with my boy. I holla at y'all.
All right.
I may have seen Grease 2 before I seen Grease.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because Grease 2 was early 80s, right?
Yeah.
HBO.
Well, I'm sure it was on HBO.
I certainly didn't see it at the movies.
No. I'm sure
I think
I've
seen it on HBO. I think that made me go back and see the original Grease.
The original Grease, obviously, same actors. With Travolta. No.
Yeah, it's not the same actors. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, you ever see Grease or Grease 2?
No.
Great soundtrack.
Is that the...
No.
Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
Olivia Newton-John.
Newton-John. Okay. Yep.
You knew it was three names in there.
I knew it was three names.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Who is Mary Tyler Moore?
She was in the Mary
Sitcom,
Tyler Moore
the
show.
Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah. Don't think I saw that either.
Was she in Flying Nun, Mary Tyler Moore, as well? Was that Flying
got
Nun?
Me. I don't think I've seen Flying Nun.
That was early. It was before our time. It was a Nick and Night show. 215-592-9494. Training camp stats, good or bad. Angry Don in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Angry Don?
Appreciate y'all for taking my call. I love love listening to the station. I love calling in to you guys directly. So thank you. Happy Monday. Switching the deadline, Don, for now. But I do want to hop in on the training camp conversation. I agree with the first caller. It's a tough act to follow. But training camp stats are Philadelphia through and through.
There you go.
Gone are the days where you could go up to Lehigh and just watch it in person. So this is our way on checking in on our babies. I don't know if any of you guys have younger children, but they got like live streams. You can see your kids live streaming at the daycare, whatever. This is our live stream, and we're checking in on our babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need these stats.
Okay.
So keep these. ESP, great job with those. Definitely keep up with that. Screw all the flack that you're getting. Keep it up, because Philly loves you for it. Bad sequels, I don't know if it counts as a sequel, but I'm an old school guy. I was raised by older parents. So the Twilight Zone, the old black and white ones, love them. You got Rod Sterling, Smooth and Suave, telling you you're entering the Twilight Zone. I don't like the reboots, though. The Key and Peele, whoever did those, I'm not really a fan. I don't know if that classifies. Air Buds, the rest of the Air Buds also suck.
All right. Well, you can take the Air Buds. Wait a minute. Are you talking about the Twilight Zone TV show that came out in like the late 80s or early 90s?
Yes.
I don't think that counts. It's not a sequel, but I kind of like those. I thought
the
they were all right.
Them, yeah,
oh. yeah oh, I thought yeah. they were all right.
I'm so sorry. Can I give you a Phillies bit real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking trade deadline. I'm just going to throw three bozos out there. Number one, that's top of the list, Michael Garcia, right-handed bat. He hits the ball hard. He's kind of got similar numbers to Alec Boehm. He's a young guy. I don't think anything's wrong with getting, like, a project player, because bet on your city, bet on your clubhouse, invite them into the culture, and hopefully the culture makes them the player that they should be. So we're going to go Michael Garcia, Luis Renjifo, nasty name. And last but not least, I mean, let's go ahead and get the guy Roberts. That's all I got from y'all. Appreciate y'all for taking my call. Have a blessed one, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, Angry Don. Wasn't really angry.
No. It doesn't sound that angry at all, actually. It actually was the most pleasant caller we may have had over the last several weeks.
He seemed cheery.
Yeah, cheery Don. He should change his name.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, he's Deadline Don.
Deadline Don, right.
Yeah.
It is trade deadline is Thursday at 6 o'clock. We will have a very special show. We'll be at McGurk's in Fort Washington all day, counting down to the deadline. What were you about to say there?
Oh, it's just annoying that it's 6 o'clock. Like, make it
yes.
at four.
Yes, you know. Make it four. Make it five. At least give us five.
React in, react out.
Yeah, come. We're trying to plan a show here.
Yeah, enough with the 6 o'clock deadline.
So the trade deadline is not the only big thing to happen this week. In fact, tomorrow is Fritz versus the Camera 3 tennis at FDR Park. Now, we know the sequel of Fritz the Camera 1 was much better than the original.
Totally.
We'll see how the third one goes. And we will find out from Jack how he's feeling going into Fritz into Camera 3. Coming up next, 215-592-9494. Training camp stats from Elliot. Good, bad. Do you want him to go? Do you want him to stay? Are you with Cam Jurgens? Don't tweet out those stats. Grow up, Cam. And for next question, they give us a bad sequel in honor of Happy Gilmore 2. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Training camp stats, I like them or I hate them. I like them or I hate them. What do you think the poll is at?
Oh, we like them.
What do you think the number is at?
I'd go 65%.
61% say they hate them.
They hate them?
They hate them.
Why?
I think they're lying.
Yeah, come on.
I think they're lying. I think they like them when they say what they want them to say, like any sort of stat.
Yeah.
That, like Pro Football Focus, right? We love Pro Football Focus when it says that our guy is good. We hate it when they say it's bad. I think it's the same thing with training camp stats.
And you said it earlier. You don't get to go out and put your eyes on training camp yourself as much as you used to. So having someone down there that kind of gives you a little bit more detail versus just giving you an opinion about what they saw, they're trying to add some context to it. What's the harm?
What's
in
the
it?
Harm? Who's it harming?
The harm in it?
Who's it harming? Cam Jurgens? Who's it harming? J.J. Watt?
Now, I will say this. So it's the flip side of it is when they aren't good stats, and we spend a day or two talking about how bad of a practice it was for that player.
But don't you think? I get it. Mm-hmm. But don't you think? See, what I bet is it's rare that the stats look bad
and the player played
and Elliot
great.
Came in and said, actually, he played great.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I agree.
Like if he, when Elliot's giving, because for Elliot specifically, mm-hmm. there's the stats and the grade. Mm-hmm. And I think Elliot is watching every, I don't want to make this all about Elliot, but it's the context we're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's who it is.
There's no way the stats look bad and Elliot's giving him a C- if he didn't also look bad. Because he adds context.
Right.
He'll say he underthrew this guy, he underthrew mm-hmm. that guy, wasn't as sharp. All I think the stats do is what you said, provide context to all of it.
Yeah.
It completes the picture. I actually think you don't start with the stats, you end with the stats. At least
right.
in terms of
this. You can give
this.
Your analysis of what you saw and then the stats support.
Support it.
Support what you saw.
Right.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I will say this.
What?
Elliot told us, first 2 days, Keely Ringo got beat on a couple of deep passes.
He did.
He ain't been on the first team since.
No, it's been Adoree Jackson.
Adoree Jackson has been out there with the first team.
You know what's the problem? Adoree Jackson possibly being on the other side of Quinn Yonmechu.
Well, he's not Darius Slay, Adoree Jackson.
No, he's not.
No.
Adoree Jackson started half the games for the Giants last year.
I know.
So, you know, like only half is what I'm saying. So,
but to me, it says more that Keely isn't snatching the position.
No, or
he's
be
the
out
one
there.
In his third year. Like, he should be hitting.
They want
yes,
Keely Ringo to win the job.
Yes, it's there for him. Yes, yeah. It's there for him to win.
Yeah. Trade for a corner or trade for a safety?
No, we overreacting. It's the first week of training camp.
Do you hear these stats?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, give me a few games and a few more practices. That's all.
All right.
That's all.
All right. It's not a good sign early, though.
Well, he's off to a slow start.
Yeah, and Makuba's hurt already.
Yeah, Makuba, so what happened with Drew? Yeah.
I think his shoulder?
Yeah, wasn't practicing today.
And Bats? He got hurt before today.
He didn't practice today, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you like the training camp stats or not? Now, before we get back to the phones on the training camp stats, very mm-hmm. big day tomorrow as Fritz to Camera 3 tennis is
Wimbledon?
Yeah, it's hard to make it sound tough.
French Open? What are we doing?
Now, tennis is a good sport.
Well, French Open is on clay, so it can't be that.
No,
this is a hard court, right?
Wimbledon's on grass.
This is
a hard court.
U.S. Open.
Yeah. There you go. Because in America, we play tennis on courts, not in clay
New York.
Grass.
What's the one they play up in New York?
That's the U.S. Open.
That's the U.S. Open. There we go.
Flushing Meadows.
Flushing.
It's one good thing in Flushing.
Or Queens, yeah. The hard court is faster, is the fastest of the three. So, you know, we heard from Joe DeCamera's tennis coach last week on the show, who said that Joe, and I believed him, I don't think he was doing a bit, he said, Joe is going to surprise you, Joe can play tennis.
Yeah, he basically made him the next Federer.
He didn't do that. he specifically said, I don't think he's great or anything, but he's going to surprise you, he can play tennis.
Right.
Now, Jack said he hadn't played tennis since he was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, have you played tennis leading up to tomorrow's Fritz DeCamera 3?
Yeah, so I got out there yesterday.
Okay.
And was whacking the old tennis ball around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who
are
you playing with?
My good pal Goose.
Okay.
So neither of us tennis players. We're baseball players converted into tennis players for a day.
Okay.
But I will say, it was a lot like riding a bike. I think people are expecting the camera to win tomorrow, and that's fine. I hope you do that. Again, I want to lower expectations. I actually think I'm going to surprise people tomorrow with my tennis skills.
Are you being serious?
Love it.
I am being serious.
Because
I love that. That gives us a competitive match.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Here's.
Now it's going to be 95 degrees.
Stop crying.
It's hot.
Yeah. Stop crying.
Don't care.
But by the way, that should help you more than it helps. It should hurt him.
Yeah. I agree.
You saw him during golf. It was golf.
Also a hot day.
Yes. And he was turned red and sweaty. And that was on carts playing golf. So tennis, he should crumble within the. I would imagine one set of tennis should take 40 minutes.
That sounds like a long time. If I'm going to be completely honest with you. But yeah, I guess you got to get to what, six?
Half hour.
And you got to win by two?
You got to win by two. So what I think Jack expects, and look, since he won baseball, I'm not going to crush Jack on this.
Mm-hmm.
I am disappointed. I'm just going to be honest. I'm disappointed in Jack's preparation for tennis. I'm disappointed the first time he played tennis was this weekend. And I think what Jack is expecting is Jack thinks it's fine if I lose tennis because I know I'll win running and I know I'll win basketball.
Right.
What I warn you of, obviously you'll win running. Joe can't even run. He's admitted he can't run. What I warn you of is going into basketball with it 2-2, not knowing if Joe can play basketball or not. Because Joe can definitely shoot free throws.
Sure.
Like he's not, he can do something. You end up losing this because you didn't take tennis seriously. Because you could end it by winning tomorrow.
I know
that, right?
Yeah,
It's over if you win it tomorrow.
100%. 100%. So,
do you regret not taking this seriously?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I tried to get out there last week, and some of the tennis courts were shut down, so what do you want me to do? Tennis is a bit of a pain in the ass. Like, first off, I don't have a racket. I don't really feel like buying a racket. And
I would have bought you a racket.
Whatever. And the other thing is, like, my other friends don't have rackets. It's not like you just, hey, buddy, like, let's go pick up some tennis balls and go hit the court.
Justin, our video producer, plays tennis.
Yeah, but
Fran plays tennis.
I'm not playing with Fran. Justin had them at the Shore for all summer, it wasn't the easiest.
You playing tennis at the Shore?
Probably. It's a little bit harder than just like go pick a basketball and go shoot a basketball.
It's not.
It's more coordinated. You got to find tennis courts. Every tennis court's a pickleball court now, which is incredibly infuriating. You know, it's not just your run-of-the-mill old sport where you can go find people that'll play tennis.
You could have expensed a racket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things,
the sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The racket thing.
Oh,
is
you think
real.
They would have covered that?
Yes, I think they would have covered
it. And let me just say,
yeah,
you live in Westchester.
There's tennis.
There's plenty of tennis courts out
yes.
there.
Yeah.
This is not North Philly.
Yeah. It's a really good point.
It's been compared to it.
Yeah. You but, probably drive by tennis
yeah,
courts
you
to get to
certainly
work.
Certainly drives by. I know I drive by tennis courts all the time
yeah.
at every high school.
But yes. then I got to find someone to play tennis with.
Justin!
Justin lives in the city.
He could have come out. I would have paid for an Uber.
We're not making it. He's a one-carsman like me.
They have tennis courts over at Penn State Delco that anybody can play on. They're all over the place.
That's not. I could have found a place to play. It's the playing, finding someone to play with.
Right.
It's awesome. And tennis racket.
That I was not like, a tennis racket.
Now
yes.
I might buy basketball shoes just
you,
to
you know, you dialed in for the baseball and you've gone right
yeah,
back to
yeah.
right back to this Jack.
I really wish I would have practiced more for golf. That's the one that
yes.
still is sticking in my craw.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you learned your lesson by not practicing
for tennis.
Tennis.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
But I think I'm gonna surprise you tomorrow. I do.
I don't think you are. I think it's gonna be a horrible tennis match between
it's not gonna be horrible.
It's gonna be a horrible tennis match between two people who can barely play tennis.
Yeah, so that could be on the table.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
There's
all
not
right.
gonna be some I don't think the entertainment value is gonna be like what it was for baseball.
Yeah. So if you would like to come and watch it live, it will be at FDR Park tomorrow at noon. Noon sharp,
yeah.
because we have to be back here to do the show at 2 o'clock.
I would basically say for everybody that's going to Eagles practice, just come on over afterwards.
Yeah, come on over right afterwards.
Yeah,
and
it's right across the street.
There's a rumor that we're like split screening it on YouTube. Look, here, let me just – I wouldn't count on that. I wouldn't count on the technology with somebody with a phone, which is, I imagine, what we're going to try to be doing over there.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that's going to work. 215-592-9494. Matt in Orland, you're on WIP.
Hey,
what's up, Matt?
Hey, Jack, I'm expecting your book. I got a shipment notification, first and foremost.
Hell yeah.
I happen to play tennis in Upper Dublin, and I'm probably about your size, Jack, so if you need for next year's event to practice against somebody, I'll take you over to Upper Dublin. We'll play on some clay courts. I'll show you a couple things. But most importantly, my biggest piece of advice, get your serve in. Get
yes.
your serve in.
Yes. Don't try to hit it too hard either.
Yes.
Yeah.
He will try. He will overhit.
Yep.
And he'll hit it out. So
yep.
Get your serve is your biggest
Matt, I thought for Jack's strategy for this should be just like Joe's strategy for golf. Joe's strategy for golf was don't lose it, let him lose it. You know,
correct.
don't try to play over your head, don't try to hit it. Just keep hitting the ball back to him, and Joe will
correct.
Try to show off, and he'll end up hitting it into the net
he's
or something.
Gonna, he's going to hit it long. He's
yep.
going to hit it wide. It's going to happen. You get that, you just worry about your serve. That's what's so.
I was getting it over yesterday. I was going to serve across the net, which is a big step. I was worried about that one.
Okay. All right. That's a step in the right direction. I'm an old baseball player, too, so I know how it is, that crossover, where you just kind of want to get baseball about it. But it's different. It's a slightly different game. But with Adam Sandler, were we expecting, like, Sir Laurence Olivier or something? I mean,
no,
if you listen to his albums...
Well, I haven't seen it, but everybody's saying it's not...
Dude, watch it.
But
it's
no.
funny. There's laugh out loud moments. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but there's at least three moments in the movie that are worth it. My wife and I were crying because they're that stupid funny.
Matt.
So you liked it, huh?
I watched it. I was watching it yesterday. I was like, you know what we're going to do? We cut the cord recently. I was like, we're going to hit the first Netflix thing that pops up. And that was it. And I was like, all right. But it was awesome. I mean, it's definitely worth the watch. It's not cinema. It's an Adam Sandler movie.
Matt, I'll just say this. You're the first person that I have seen, and I've seen a lot of people talking about it. You are the first person to say it's funny.
Dude, laugh out. We were crying on the floor at a couple of scenes. You have to get through the whole movie, but it pays off early, and it pays off a couple other times. I'm telling you. Trust me.
And
Jack, get your serve in, and I'm looking forward to the book. Peace out, bro.
All right, there he is.
All right, Matt.
The book of the summer, people are saying.
Yeah, some people are. Who's saying that exactly?
Now, who's selling more, you or the camera?
It's
got to be Jack.
Is the camera's book out?
Yeah, I think you can pre-order it.
Oh, I thought it came
it.
Out, right?
I think you can pre-order it.
Yeah, it comes out in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's going straight to Amazon, you know, rather than having a website where he could pre-order it. So he can't see what his numbers are, I don't believe.
Well, sure you can.
I have no idea.
Here we go. I don't know. You said that way too cocky and confidently.
Jack.
I can't see what our Amazon orders are.
I'm sure you can.
No, I can't, because I think they buy it.
Oh, they buy a bunch of the books and then
the
sell
publisher.
Them. Right,
yes.
Okay. And you don't think the publisher can ask Amazon how many books they've sold?
Yeah, I guess the camera could ask.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
215-592-9494. Jack is not on it. You know who is on it is John Ashdale, the car czar. You don't have to go to Amazon to get a brand new Hyundai. You wouldn't want to. I don't even think they sell them. Colonial Hyundai is the place to go, and right now is the time to do it. The biggest sales event of the summer is right now the Colonial Hyundai Fest at Colonial. Their goal at Colonial for this is for you to drive in with your car. You got your payment, whatever your payment is, to drive out with a brand new Hyundai and not have that payment go up at all. Now, to make that work, Colonial Hyundai has to do a lot of things that work in your favor, and they have done them. The first thing is save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. So that's up to 10 grand on any new Hyundai. Over 300 on the lot. So whatever you're looking for, I'm sure they have it at Colonial right now. Whether it's an Elantra or a Tucson or a Santa Fe, they have it right now. So that's the first thing they're going to do to keep that payment down. The second thing they're going to do is financing as low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais, only at Colonial. The next thing they're going to do is give you more for your trade than anyone else, a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Now, every new Hyundai that leaves Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. So we are 2 days away from the 3 days away from the baseball trade deadline. And the big name that is being that it, I wouldn't say he's the biggest name available, but he's probably the biggest name available that will likely get traded is Eugenio Suarez, who is a third baseman with the Arizona Diamondbacks, has 36 home runs. He is 34 years old. He is at the end of his contract. So after this year, gone. Now, one of the bidders who wanted him is gone, the Yankees. The Yankees would have he felt like a guy the Yankees were going to trade for.
Surprised they didn't, frankly.
Yes.
And in a true small market fashion, they went and got Ryan McMahon for his defense.
Yes. The true Yankee.
Yes.
Maybe they just look at it and they're like, we already have one guy who can't play in the field who hits home runs in Stanton. We don't need another guy. So the Phillies keep getting mentioned as a top suitor for Eugenio Suarez. He's 36 home runs. He's having a great year. By the way, like, this is the best year he's ever had, but he has hit 48 home runs in another season. He's hit 30 the last few years. This is not like a power hitter. Yeah, it's not an out of nowhere. And even though he's a right-handed hitter, he hits both sides pretty well. He's hitting, and the Phillies need a right-handed bat. The issue is that he is a bad fielder, and he plays third base. So if they're not trading Alec Bohm, you assume that Suarez comes here, and he ends up being a DH, which forces what we had yesterday, which is you might think why they stuck him out there, is Kyle Schwarber in left field and Nick Castellanos in right field. I just like.
How did we get to the World Series with that?
And with Reese at first base,
yes.
Boehm, who's not as good as he was now,
right, yeah.
Stott at shortstop, you know, Brandon yeah. Marsh every day center fielder.
They got lucky. I mean, not yes. lucky, but they got hot.
It was
they,
a fluke run.
Yeah, that was a fluke run. I don't think you. Here's my. I keep looking at the Suarez thing and thinking to myself, they should be trading for a closer. Now I know we'll hear in the Jackie Baseball report that there's another closer off the market because of some other thing. I know it's going to be tougher to trade for a closer. If this team is based around starting pitching, which we believe is their
strength of the team.
Yeah. How can you base your team around starting pitching and then put a little league outfield out there with Nick Castellanos falling down trying to catch baseballs, Kyle Schwarber falling down trying to catch baseballs? And the worst thing to me is you'll have Chris Sanchez or Zach Wheeler go in there and throw seven innings and one run. And then we have Jordan Romano or Tanner Banks, who, God bless his heart, has been fine this year, but is certainly not a top of the line reliever, ruin a game because we do not have a reliable. David Robertson, at 40 years old, who hasn't played all year, is not. He's fine. I'm glad that we added him, but like to me, this team from a run scoring perspective is going to succeed if the hitters that we already have hit the baseball. If Kyle Schwarber hits the baseball, as we saw this weekend, Bryce Harper hits, Kyle Schwarber hits, Trey Turner hits, they're going to score runs. I don't have that sort of like faith or thought in the bullpen that all of a sudden Matt Strom's going to get hot or Romano's going to get hot or all of a sudden, you know, Robertson is all of a sudden going to discover the fountain of youth. I just like the power hitting DH was just never on the list of the sort of guys that I want. It just feels like a mistake, and I think they should be getting a bullpen guy.
Yeah, listen, and we've had this discussion, and it's not to say that the bullpen piece isn't important, because it is. So now it boils down to, okay, what level of player are you looking to get to fill that bullpen piece, and what are you going to be willing to give up? So here's what I'd say. If I'm looking to get a bat like Suarez's and give me a high price closer, who would be a guy's gonna call?
Duran
okay. in Minnesota. Yep.
All right. So am I willing to give up prospects for that player versus this player?
Right.
Now
the
thing with the batter is
Suarez is that
he's just a rental.
Yes.
For the rest of the year.
Yep.
And he's older.
Yes.
So all that stuff matters. I think both are important, but I do believe the compensation is going to play a bigger part in which way they wind up going.
Let's put it this way. I'd rather overpay for the closer and get like sort of a bat that maybe it works rather than overpaying for a power hitter that I'm going to get a half a year out of mm-hmm. and then cross my fingers on a bullpen piece.
Right.
Like if I'm going to spend more on one, it's going to be the bullpen piece because I just – that like it gets a little into strategy, but I can decide when I want to use the bullpen piece. I can say we are in a high leverage situation. I'm using the bullpen piece. I can't do that with a bat. Like a bat is there if he happens to be up, if he doesn't happen to be up. And I think we make a bigger difference in the entire complexion of the team with a bullpen piece as opposed to a bat.
What's your thoughts on Ranger potentially going to the bullpen?
Well, there's no guarantee that we don't need Ranger to start. I mean, like,
how effective he's going to be as a starter.
Well, I don't know if he's not going to be effective as a starter, I don't know if he'll be effective as a bullpen guy either. You know, it's not like he's come out throwing 92 and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, you know, it drops down to 88. I don't know. I just think like.
Because we're not going to be able to use all these starting pitchers.
It's,
like they're not going to all yes, start yes. games in
well,
the postseason.
It seemed a month and a half ago like, oh my God, we have all these starting pitchers, and now we're at like, well, Lizardo, I don't know what Lizardo mm-hmm. is.
Could he be a bullpen guy? He throws hard.
He's not good out of the stretch. Like that's where he's falling apart.
That whole stretch
and then Nola,
wind up nonsense.
Now Nola, I guess, is throwing with no pain, which mm-hmm. is good, but it's easy to forget that Nola was.
That's because he was hurt.
He's your number three.
I would $170 million.
I would imagine he's going to be the number three.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll talk about even more of this. Plus, Bryce getting angry at Rob Manfred? What?
Bryce showing passion.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next.
Money getting fired up.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.